sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. Do you know I stopped by OnQ this morning on my way here to pick up the Parade of Homes magazine, and this guy doesn't know me from anybody, and I picked up the Parade of Homes, and he said, well, I'm listing my home today. I said, that's funny. I don't see your appointment on my calendar. So if you're listening, sir, good morning. So I have some special guests here. My most special guest of all would be my team member, Mark Carr. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Becky. Wow, I feel special this morning. I love it. Thank you.
You're special every morning, Mark.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to dive into what you mean by that. I would just accept it.
I know. We call him special at the office.
I love it.
And I recruited a couple of folks from a party I went to this week. Can we have parties? It's COVID.
It was so great to have something normal.
It was, wasn't it?
It was.
The Home Builders Association, Central Oklahoma Home Builders Association, is doing their Parade of Homes starting today. And so on Thursday, we have a little get-together and a little bit of food and drink at the Project Home. And that Project Home was built by our own John Nail, whom I always call Johnny Nail. Sorry, John.
No problem.
But your dad was John,
yes.
Right?
My dad was Johnny, yes, ma'am.
Oh, your dad was Johnny?
Yes,
and you're John.
I'm Johnny. Yeah, you got me confused. I don't know my own name. No, my father's name was Johnny, and I'm John. But
okay.
But those that knew my father as Johnny always call me Johnny for some reason.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
When they go way back, it's Johnny.
Your father was a good deal.
He was a good man. He was a great builder as well.
Yeah, and a great man.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So he still is.
He still, oh, that's right. He is still. Is he a Mustang?
He's Yukon.
Yukon. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're a Yukon guy, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's about 1969. So.
That's a great thing. Okay. Well, you built the Project Home for the Parade of Homes.
Yes, ma'am.
So what is the Project Home?
Well, it's Carrie and John Nail Homes. I'm just the front guy, okay? My wife, Carrie. So Project House is a project for the COBA, Central Oklahoma Home Builder Association, and we haven't done one in over 10 years. And this year, Andrew French, our president, said we should do something like that. And Carrie and I said, well, hey, we'll give you a lot, and we'll build the house. And then what our role is to build this beautiful home and to get individuals like Mark, who's a master at his craft of interior design, to help us do that. So we have several COBA members, associate members, suppliers that donate their time and some of their resources to help us make this a success. And then when the project sells, the profits go to the Home Builder Association itself and to make it strong for us. And they do legislative work, and they're a force in the community. And so the Project House only represent. By the way, that Project House is a testament to COBA, the Central Oklahoma Home Builders. It's so beautiful, but it wouldn't be that way without its members.
Right. So, okay. So, John Nail, you are a builder. You're a developer as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you build commercial and residential.
Yes, we have the great privilege to do commercial as well. We have a retail center called Stone Mill, the Plaza at Stone Mill, and it's right in front of this beautiful project.
Yeah.
House.
Now, the Project Home is located in Stone Mill, but it's Water's Edge, right?
Yes.
Okay, Water's Edge at Stone Mill.
Yes.
Which is a little gated section of Stone Mill.
Yes.
And Stone Mill is located off of Mustang Road, just on the west side of Mustang Road?
Well, actually, at 10th Street and Mustang Road, and you go north, it turns to Yukon Parkway.
Right.
We can't have Mustang Road in Yukon.
Yukon, right.
We changed that up a little while ago, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
We built a new high school there. A $70 or $80 million high school, and it was Mustang Road. And our superintendent at the time, Bill Denton, said, we can't have Mustang Road in front of UConn High School. So it's UConn, right?
It's UConn Parkway. Yeah. So if you're coming from the north, it's UConn Parkway. If you're coming from the south, turn it at on
10th
from
Street.
10th. Yeah. And turn north on Mustang Road. And Stone Mill is about a half mile, isn't it?
Yes.
About halfway between the roads. And it's on the west side. Beautiful addition.
Thank you.
And when
Thank
they
you.
Say water's edge, it's got water. Hey. It's got a beautiful water flowing through there.
Yeah, Carrie and I built those ponds years ago, and we're very proud of those ponds. You know, water is exciting, isn't it?
It.
When you go on vacation, you want to go to water.
Right.
You go to the mountains as well, but water.
Well, even when you go to the mountains, we went to the mountains a couple weeks ago in Colorado, but the rivers are there.
There you go.
And you go and you
yes.
look at the mountains, and then you look down and you see the rivers. It's just beautiful.
Well, you're right. Yeah, Carrie and I went to Telluride. Last summer, we went to the river, the creeks and the streams. So anyway, we take a lot of pride in those beautiful ponds we have called Water's Edge.
Water's Edge is really good. Well, I want to introduce Mark Taylor. Most of you know Mark Taylor if you've paid attention. Mark, you're from the Edmond area.
Yes.
Okay. And speak right into the microphone, and we're going to hear I was going to introduce you. I don't have my email up here. So tell us about what someone needs to know about you to pay attention.
Okay, sure. I'm a registered interior designer, and we have an interior design firm that is called Traditions Fine Furniture and Design. We're at 33rd and Broadway in Edmond, and we do both residential and commercial as well. So we do a lot of commercial buildings around the whole metro area and a little bit beyond, as well as high-end residences. And we have a beautiful home furnishing showroom in Edmond also.
I want to tell you, the Parade Home, you guys need to go see this home in UConn. If you don't go to any other Parade Home, go to the Project Home, because it is just spectacular in the interior design. I'm really critical of a home. I am, because I see a lot of homes, and I know kind of good from bad, and there was very little that I could even raise an eyebrow out in that home, and nothing on design, interior design, at all.
Well, that's very kind, and we need to give some proper credit, too, here. I did the furnishings part of this home. John works with a very dear friend of ours named Shannon Ford, and Shannon picked all the finishes for the home and designed a lot of the details in it. And so it was very easy for us to come in with her and behind her and put all the icing on the cake.
Well, the painting itself, there's some specialty painting in that house that was something I've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I
Well,
see
that's a,
lot. A
friend of ours named Deb Johnson. And
yes.
Deb and I work a lot together on different projects as well. And she does spectacular finishes that are very modern, very unique, and people often think they're wallpaper, but they're not.
Oh, I know. I was looking to see yeah. if I could see the edge of the wallpaper, because I thought, oh, that looks like that could be a wallpaper. You know, we're going to get into why we need to talk about interior design and what difference. How do you choose a builder? And why should you go out to the Parade of Homes? And we'll be back with John Nail and Mark Taylor and Mark Carr right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. I am here with my team member, Mark Carr, my new friend, Mark Taylor, who is Interior Traditions, Interior Designs and Furnishings, and then John Nail, who a lot of you know John Nail because he's been around for a little while, but he made a big splash this year as director of the Parade of Homes, and I really look forward to it. Do you know how the John, do you know how the judging went yesterday?
I do not know.
I volunteer every year to judge.
Okay.
But they won't let me because I'm local.
Yes, they bring people from out.
Yeah. I have judged Kansas City.
Okay.
I've judged Tulsa and Orlando.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's fun to be a judge. I mean, because you just show up. They feed you well. You see all these beautiful homes. So it's a fun thing.
So how do you judge? Like, what is it? What's the judging criteria
well,
that John's being judged on?
Well, you get judged on many different areas, like interior design. Mm-hmm. There, all the categories are the exterior landscaping or curb appeal. And different areas have different categories. But they're all basically kind of the same thing. I mean, you know, just a floor plan.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. What are the categories? Do you know them, John?
They added one this year. It's the outdoor area. I'm kind of excited to see who came out on top on that one. So
yeah,
I thought they would add like the quarantine area.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah, like your COVID-19 specialist. Maybe that's outdoor. Maybe that outdoor area. Maybe it's the same.
Whoever
was it, 6 feet or 8 feet? We got to be up. Everybody's supposed to be apart. Have the spacings there just right.
Yeah,
that would be your design deal. Have you designed anything like that?
I have not.
Okay.
I hope I never do.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Parade of Homes. John, you're up. What did someone need to know the first thing when you're going out to look at homes today?
Just know where the addresses are.
There you go. But they're not. Some of those are not on your GPS, however.
First thing you need to know is go by OnQ. We have like 37 of those most beautiful locations around the metro.
OnQ.
And OnQ is so easy to get to. There's so many of them. The magazines are in there.
They're in one of those little, like a newspaper holder near the door in most of them.
Right. So there's a location near you. I almost guarantee
and
it.
How much does the book cost?
Book is zero. Can you believe that?
I couldn't believe that because I went in with my wallet.
A book that beautiful, you can put on your coffee table, and it's got all these different houses, these different builders. And so you have an opportunity to have some excitement this weekend and through the week to go look at many beautiful houses that a lot of builders have put a lot of sweat and toil into, and designers.
And how about the hours? Because I headed out one time years ago, and I headed out at 9 o'clock, and I had 20 houses I was going to see that day. Well, they're not open at 9 o'clock, are they?
No, ma'am. 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
1 to 7.
Yes.
The best part of the day.
It is the best part of the day.
You can get all your things out of the way I really believe the fall is my favorite time of the year, beautiful weather. And then you have a chance to go look at a lot of great-looking houses. And even if you're just going to tire kick or just want some ideas, it's a good chance to go.
We call it carpet kicking.
Carpet kicking. I've learned something this morning.
They
say you're never too old to learn something new. But, hey, and it's a great opportunity to buy.
Yes,
I mean,
these homes are for sale, most of them. Some of them have already sold.
Right, but most are for sale. And it's just a great opportunity to look at what great workmanship our builders have done.
And if you want to hook up with a smart realtor,
okay,
what you need to do is see the existing homes that are for sale and being held open during the Parade of Homes. That's the smartest thing a realtor can do. During the Parade of Homes, put directional arrows to your listing, even if it's not a brand new house, and that way people will come in and you're find a buyer for yourself.
You know what I think the greatest thing about the parade is? You know, aren't dreams great? Have a great dream, or a dream of this, a dream of that. You get to go in those houses and have a dream. Dream about buying that one and buy it, or dream about the one you're going to have built.
Or, frankly, you could dream about the furniture you're going you like.
If you want to see some cool stuff, come to that project house at 2229 Stone Mill Boulevard in Yukon. And you will see Mark's beautiful furniture and beautiful side pieces. And what do you call those things? What do you call them?
Accessories.
accessories. Hey, he was over there until 8 or 9 o'clock putting these accessories out. And I'm going, that is the coolest things I've seen. I don't know much about accessories, but I promise you, Mark does.
Make the house.
They turn it from plain to
fabulous.
If you're doing a house right, do the same percentages still hold, Mark, that you use 30% of the cost of the house on furnishings, and you use 30% of the cost of the furnishings toward accessories.
I think that's a pretty good ratio still.
Yeah, there you go. So save up. Get that big piggy bank out. We're going to talk to you more right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. I am so glad that you are listening today because we've got some really fun things. One of the things that is a really fun thing is now that we've all been cooped up, everyone's looking at me in the studio like, what is, okay, what are you about to say? I'm about to tell you about an old-fashioned hymn sing that is going to occur on October 24th. It's a Saturday, about 5:30 to 7:30 at Hope Retreat Ranch in Choctaw. And Tom Nix, most of you know Tom. Everybody in the studio knows Tom. If you've ever heard a great pianist, a great vocalist, it is just going to be extraordinary. And the cost of this is free. There is no cost. There will be a love offering taken up, so bring a little something if you want to. But bring your own lawn chair, 5:30. And I'll post that on my website. I don't think that's up yet. So I'll post that on my website so that you guys will be able to find it. But it's going to be an extraordinary thing. All of you who love the praise songs at church but long for the old hymns, come and sing with us out there. And I promise my microphone will be off. So
I am really looking forward to that day, Becky.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a great event, great time.
Well, and kind of a meaningful time. You
it
know?
Will be.
It will be a meaningful time. So. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to install the roof correctly, to put the right materials on, give you choices, handle your entire insurance claim, or just do a small repair. So call Robbins Roofing. They're my friends. That's the only roofing company that I use. And you can trust them. I trust them. Their word is trust. 728-3700. 728-3700. Our word today is excellence. I look around the studio, and what do I see? I see excellence. And to define that, it's just the quality of being outstanding or extremely good. And that's exactly who we've got here. We strive for that in our company. Anytime you add one more member to your team, you have to work very hard to maintain your excellence because communication can get lost. And everybody, I mean, if you've ever worked with one person where there's two on your team, you know you've got to have good communication skills. And so we strive for excellence. And John Nail, I know you do. I mean, detailed out, that house was detailed out. I cannot tell you how much I want everyone to go to this home. I've never been so passionate about seeing a home before than this one. And it is on Stone Mill Boulevard on the west side of Yukon Parkway, which is Mustang Road. So from 10th Street in Yukon, mm-hmm. Mustang Road, just go north about a half mile.
Or the I-40 exit, take Mustang Road, just go north,
right? I-40 and Xerox.
Xerox.
Everybody knows
and
that
Xerox.
Is.
Xerox. There you go.
Just a little bit north of that.
You're right.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful neighborhood to drive through.
Now, Becky's not just saying this for the radio. On Friday in our team meeting, we do a morning huddle every morning, and she said, team, you have got to go see this house. You've got to go see the way it's designed. You've got to go see the interior of it. You need to go by before our team meeting.
One of my favorite parts about the house is the outdoor space, which was indoor space. Right, John?
That I think that is by far what separates it from all houses. And what did you you just said outdoor. What did you say? Repeat
your
that.
Outdoor space is also indoor space.
How cool is that?
That is
and
cool.
Then you have Carrie, my wife, and Shannon, who put that inside together. And then Mark brings his things. And then you have the outside and the inside combined.
I know.
And that is what makes it extremely unique.
And the screens on your patio. First of all, it's an enormous space, outdoor space. It's big enough to actually have a gathering there.
Well, you can have the fireplace on while you're watching the water behind you in the beautiful lake.
Well, and frankly,
how does it get better?
Put a big screen in there and have the ball game on.
Right.
And Mark, what did you say the lake reminded you of that first morning you were there?
I said, John, your lakes look like Disneyland. They're so beautiful and blue. Yeah.
They colorized that water because somehow they're prejudiced against the Oklahoma mud.
Mm-hmm. I love Oklahoma mud, just not in my water.
I know, right? So the outdoor of this house has screens. But there's only three of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how big is that patio?
I think that patio is around a little over 700 feet.
Yeah, so that's like a large three-car garage.
Yeah, very well, yes.
It's not totally square, but it's got some offset. Mm-hmm. But the entire south wall is a screen. You don't see anything except screen. You don't even see what the screen's attached to. It's just screened.
And then you have the corner fireplace.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then on the west, you have the other screen looking at that Disneyland water.
I know it.
And then you push a button and it all goes away.
Right.
It all retracts into the house.
So can you imagine the OSU football game, whichever one you are.
Bedlam.
Bedlam on a patio like that.
That's awesome.
With that beautiful TV going and that fireplace.
The fireplace is really very nice there. So you get to enjoy the fire feature outside without it really feeling like you're outside. But that south wind, you've positioned that. The orientation of a home makes a lot of difference in where it sits on the lot. And I will tell you, a lot of builders don't get that.
Well, I always like working hand in hand with my architect. And Tim Pallone and I, we work months on that. And he's really a design genius. Tim is a home designer and an architect. He's both. And so Tim and I teamed up on that months ago and came up with that design. And then that's when Carrie and I offered to the home builders that we would donate that lot and build that house for them that Tim Pallone designed.
It's a contemporary home, but you've got such texture on the outside of this house. You've got brick. It's white brick.
It's brick. It has some texture on it, and it's painted, and it's two-tone paint. With some beautiful stone from Minnick Stone, the brick from Trinity Brick. And even though Shannon Ford is interior designer, she did the exterior when Tim had the plan, and then she put the skin on it. She decided where the stone would go and the different colors of paint.
It's perfectly, perfectly done on the outside. And I got to visit with Sam Minnick when I was there. Sam's been on the show a couple of times, and they're terrific, Minnick Stone. And materials. I think they're called Minnick Materials now because they have lots of stuff.
Minnick has participated fully with, they gave us the stone, and if they hadn't, we couldn't have done so much stone work on there. But what's good about Minnick, they palletize their stone, and what you buy, you get. You don't get any stone you can't use.
Well, Minnick Materials donated some gravel and rock and stuff to Hope Retreat Ranch, where we're having the hymn sing.
All right.
I called and I said, Sam, I'm going to have someone call you, and you don't have to give them anything if you don't want to, but I'm going to have my sister-in-law call you about a nonprofit. This is a nonprofit location where other nonprofits can come use that location for different events and stuff. It's a really terrific area out there. But anyway, Minnick is a... they're self-made. There's seven of those Minnicks, and they're all successful.
Yes, they are.
And they're great people.
Yes. In fact, Sam's dad lives in Stonemill, our neighborhood. So.
Really? Mm-hmm. I knew Sam's grandparents.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Uh-huh. Sally raised plants, and she could – you know, have you ever seen anybody that can just pinch off anything and have it root and give you another plant that – Sally was that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not that way.
I'm not that way either. I'm going, it better have a root bigger than the plant for me to keep it. So we're inviting you today to go out to the Parade of Homes. I love supporting the Parade of Homes because our Central Oklahoma Home Builders Association is active in our community, and they provide education for realtors.
They do. They provide a great location, and we go there and have so many gatherings and great. You've led several forums.
Yeah, I mean, we have a builder forum every year where we bring in builders, a few builders, and then the audience, which is a lot of people, usually 200 or 300 people, and they're developers, builders, realtors, appraisers, anybody in the industry is welcome to come, and we just get to ask candid questions. Now, I'm fortunate enough to get to moderate that usually, so I'm the one walking around asking the questions and kind of keeping it going. And even if the audience is a little bit afraid to ask a question, like, why don't you want to pay a realtor the commission if they bring you a buyer? I mean, I'll ask those questions for them, because a successful builder pays somebody, whether it's in-house or whether it's a realtor outside. So anyone going directly to a builder typically does not get any money off. That would you would alienate the entire realtor world by doing that. This poor guy a couple years ago did that. A realtor brought this builder a client and said, I think they want to buy this house. And then the builder started talking to him, and they met twice with the builder and realtor. And then all of a sudden this builder goes rogue and takes this client over to a different house. Says, I can sell you this one cheaper because I don't have to pay the realtor. Well, I'll bet you that builder never gets another realtor, because that name was splashed all over our private Facebook thing. And the thing is, the word integrity maybe should have been our word of the day. You have to have integrity, because that builder is going to pay their in-house person when their in-house person happened to have been the wife. Mm. So it was really paying himself. But integrity is a big deal. You participate with realtors, don't you, John?
I am, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, and buyers, so if you want to really go out there and look, it's okay to call your realtor. I mean, and look at the houses, talk to the builder. But if you want to be guided through the process, a realtor is a good way to do it.
One of the things we've heard from, like, John Nail and Mark Taylor has been collaboration. That it is a collaboration. And you have to be able to work with builder, designer, realtor, for the sake of the client. For the sake of, this is their home.
I know. They want help. We're here to give them help.
Right.
Boy, our time just kind of flies by. Okay, I'm going to give the floor to our guest when we get back. Join us for our Smoking Hot Deals and hear in the details of this fabulous home I've been telling you about right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team.
And Mark Carr, member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team.
And we are here with John Nail, builder and developer, who did the project home for the Parade of Homes, which starts today, and with Mark Taylor. How much is the project home?
$705,000.
$705,000. You couldn't do a $699 on that, could you?
Well, that's how the numbers worked out. when you've got a masterpiece there, it takes money, because it takes labor, it takes materials, it takes supervision. I mean, so when you build something like the project house at 2229 Stone Mill Boulevard, it takes a tremendous amount of effort and money. So,
well,
yes.
Well, it does. I was thinking about your word of the day, excellence. To me, John and Carrie Neal just epitomize excellence. I can't believe that I walk into a home and the builder is on the floor scraping glue off, doing like the final little touches to make this house the top of its game.
You know what they call blue tape walkthrough.
Yeah.
Well, there was no blue tape in that home.
No, it was done. The punch list is done. It is ready to go.
Carrie and John were both down on the floor.
That's exactly right.
Well, speaking of blue tape, I don't know how many rolls of blue tape Carrie has. One of our subcontractors came in and said, I've never seen so much blue tape. So she takes the time and the intense effort, and it takes effort on that final touch-up thing. And by the way, I didn't want to be on that floor. She made me get down there and help her on the floor. But yes, the detail's where it's at.
But it's having the builder on site watching every little bit, not just giving it over to some supervisor that doesn't own the company. It's you, and it's the excellence that you put in it that makes it a quality home.
Yeah. Well, now, before our time ends here today, Mark Taylor, I heard that you were associated with the governor's mansion, and so what? Tell me about that.
I've been incredibly blessed to work at the governor's mansion since the very end of the Henry's term, and for all of these years, and then. Thanks to my dear friend Governor Mary Fallon, got to do a lot of things over the years there. Then, about a year ago, First Lady Sarah Stitt asked me to be a part of the renovation that is there, and we're doing a very much needed complete renovation of the whole mansion. It is 100 years old. It needed so much work just from a not cosmetic standpoint, but just because it's an Oklahoma treasure. And so the Stitts have it's really on the First Lady's heart to give this as a gift to the state of Oklahoma in excellent shape and bring it back to its historical significance. So I'm working every day with her, and we are creating something really beautiful for our state.
When you're finished with that, would you invite my good friend and neighbor, Georgianne Duty, who was Georgianne and I, who grew up in that house?
Yes.
Invite us, and we'll give her a tour of the renovated home.
I'm sure the First Lady would love that to happen.
That would be great. Yes. Georgianne's awesome, and she lives across the
and
street.
And so are her
from
parents.
Me. Yeah. They are. They are. I got a. They came and did a. We call it Compassionate Citizen of the Year. And they were the first, I think, Compassionate Citizen of the Year of the Oklahoma Foundation for the Disabled. And that is a daycare center for disabled and delayed adults. And one of my favorite charities. I've got two wonderful charities that I support all the time. One is the Hope Retreat Ranch, and the other one is the Oklahoma Foundation for the Disabled, where I sit on the board there. Mm-hmm. And it's so anyway, I got the greatest picture. Mark, I think you took that picture.
I took that
of
picture
them.
Of them walking away, holding hands.
I think they were like, they're in their 90s.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm sure Donna's not in her 90s because I've seen her. So she's probably in her 50s. And, you know,
I tell you what, she's a beautiful, gracious lady.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
The
yeah.
picture, what doesn't capture, is they were talking about the foundation as they were walking hand in hand away from it.
So that
and
was
it was
good.
Such a precious, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. last thought about going out to see the Parade of Homes. Why should you spend your time going to the Parade of Homes? By the way, grab a mask when you do. Take a mask with you and go.
Well, I've only seen this one parade home, but I'm telling you, it would be worth the trip. Just to see this home. You drive up, the way that it's positioned on the corner, the excellence with which the exterior is done and the way that it's designed to enhance outdoor living and indoor living and take advantage of the beauty of the lot is amazing. So that alone would be great. I happen to know there's two or three others in that same edition and all the other editions around the city.
Yeah, pick up your book at On Cue. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much for
being
here
today. I appreciate that, and thank you, Mark Taylor.
Thank you, Becky.
And Mark Carr. And we will invite you here next week. If you've ever thought about getting a home inspection, I've got your expert. How do you choose a home inspector? What do they inspect? So we'll see you next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.